Part 22, Chapter 5. In Scotland, Johnny delayed a meeting with the chiefs as long as he could. He was expecting discs and further progress from America, but Glencannon had not arrived. Finally, Robert the Fox, who had come up for the meeting from Africa, told him the chiefs were getting restless, so Johnny accompanied him. The house Chrissy had found was just by Castle Rock, and it was only a short walk. They didn't talk en route, eyeing the overcast sky above them. Two gillies armed with Lochaber axes and blast rifles let them into the entrance of an underground passage. The chiefs had found the remains of powder magazines and air raid shelters from some ancient wars and had suspended reconstruction of their parliament house and had refurbished the deep caverns instead. Mine lights burned in niches and cast the shadows of clan banners upon the domed roof. The chiefs were all there. They had been there for hours, but they gathered around and shook Johnny's hand and clapped him on the back. Finally, the chief of Clan Fergus brought the meeting to order. Robert the Fox played them some discs of the radio telescope intercepts. Aside from other items in them, the chiefs were amazed at the dissimilarity of faces in the combined force. They were also very interested in a game these creatures were playing by view screen. One of Robert's prisoners had identified it as Klep. Each player had a board of six sides and six different sets of pieces, and when one of them made a move, the other players would make the same move on their boards. The pieces were little spaceships and tanks and marines and soldiers, and they had different movements and were held down magnetically to a board of 216 hexagons. It wasn't the game that interested the chiefs, but the fact that the announced stakes were different items of loot from this planet. It sobered them. Then Robert told them about infrabeams and that it would be unwise to discuss things out in the open. Sir Robert had gotten a full description of them from a Huckner prisoner. If you had to talk in the open, you should turn on an interference generator, but they didn't have those. The chiefs tried to pass a motion to forbid talking in the open air or telling people things they would then discuss in the open. It was also proposed that they begin a campaign with the slogan, "The enemy has long ears." But the chief of the Argyles took the floor and informed them that they could not pass legislation affecting all tribes because they were not the government of all tribes. That was located over in America, even though they would be at war with it eventually. What they proposed was usurpation of the powers of state. This was Johnny's cue. He got up and reminded them that the first government actions had been taken by them up in the highlands, beside the lake and in the meadow, that they were the original legislative body. They must preserve the semblance of a government in America and not act as though that government didn't exist, for this would ruin his plans. But action must be taken to protect the people of the planet. This ruling body here controlled the World Federation for the Unification of the Human Race. He was sure that body would take their orders and ignore those from America. They could call their orders Federation orders, and they would be international in effect.
"Hear, hear,"
said Sir Andrew McNulty, head of the Federation.